USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Economists had expected 725,000 jobs to be added to the nation's payrolls last month. Numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics released Friday indicate the U.S. economy added only 235,000 jobs in August. There is some good news in the report. The unemployment rate fell from 5.4 to 5.2%. Also, wages rose 0.6% in the same time frame. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California has not ruled out drafting articles of impeachment against President Biden and some in his cabinet regarding the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan and the deaths of American soldiers. Georgia Congressman Republican Andrew Clyde on Thursday.
President Biden and his advisors should have seen the rapid fall of Afghanistan coming. This was not an intelligence community failure. This was a failure of leadership. So they are culpable and directly responsible for this humiliating and deadly retreat.
USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has warned the United States that souring ties between Beijing and Washington could undermine President Biden's climate change agenda. Wang told Kerry that climate cooperation cannot be separated from the wider environment of U.S.-China relations and told Washington to take active steps to improve the relationship. U.S. Department of State reported Kerry is in the Chinese city of Tianjin for climate talks and told Wang that the United States remain committed to tackling climate change. Amid growing criticism of his handling of the COVID pandemic, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Friday that he won't run for the leadership of the governing party later this month. That will make way for a new Japanese leader after a year in office. Pennsylvania lawmakers have launched a forensic investigation into the 2020 general election on Thursday. The partisan probe started by soliciting witnesses that have seen election irregularities. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Ever since Earth collided with the planet Theia, climate change has been happening on Earth. There's no such thing as climate stability because it's always changing. The deserts of Arizona were once a tropical rainforest, and without any influence from humans, the rainforest went away and became the desert we know today. There is a difference between scientific theory and scientific fact. New York Mayor Democrat Bill de Blasio on CNN is blaming Hurricane Ida on climate change.
I just want us all to stop and think about a storm that hit Louisiana and then had an impact as far north as New Jersey, New York, as like an after effect. This is a whole new world. So to answer your question, we've lost 13 New Yorkers, and it's horrible. We've lost 13 New Yorkers, and it is because this storm was so ferocious and sudden in the rainfall accumulation. This is not the challenge we've had in the past. In the past, you think about flooding, it was coastal areas. That was a huge challenge. This is something entirely new. Rain that accumulates so quickly that people can be trapped in their own basement far away from any seashore, and that people can be trapped in their cars because the rain accumulates so quickly they don't even know what hit them. We're in a whole different world, and we're all going to now have to act very differently because this is not the world we knew. This is a kind of extreme, brutal weather that's a whole new ballgame, and not just here. I mean, obviously what happened in Louisiana, what's happening in the Southwest with the drought, what's happening in California with the wildfires. This is a new world because of climate change that's going to take entirely different responses.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.